Hello, Misty Mahia here, CEO of Theater Public Speaking, with this week's newsletter. I recently had an experience that was a beautiful moment during a one-on-one session with a keynote speaker. While practicing her opening, she became overwhelmed with emotions and started sobbing. The topic of her speech is uplifting, but her opening story was incredibly brave and exposed her vulnerability. As she struggled to stifle her sniffles at the end of her opening, I couldn't help but silently cry with her, feeling every ounce of pain and struggle. At that moment, she asked me a tough question. What if I go into the ugly cry on stage? It made me reflect on my own experiences in theater, where we learn to tap into authentic emotions while having safeguards to prevent being overwhelmed. In public speaking, however, I rarely try to control my emotions. I mean, if I'm having a bad day, I don't bring that energy to the stage. However, if a story evokes tears, I let that emotion flow naturally, knowing that it will pass as I move forward. Similarly, if a sad story doesn't make me cry, I don't force it, as authenticity is essential, and forced emotions are easily sensed by an audience. On that day, as I wiped my tear-stained cheeks, she was surprised to see my emotional reaction. I reassured her that if it happens on stage, there will be people in the audience who resonate with her, myself obviously included, and will empathize with her. It's not a bad thing. I advised her that if she needs a moment to calibrate and regain composure, she can pause and ask for a second. It's absolutely fine. Take a deep breath. In that moment, and it can help you regain control. I want to emphasize that emotions are what differentiate us from artificial intelligence here. So it's okay to have emotions. And when we allow them to be honest and genuine, we give others permission to connect with us on a deeper level. Sending you hugs and reminding you to embrace your emotions and authenticity. With so much love, don't forget to unmute yourself.